2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day. A lot to do today. Josh Williams talking Big 12 football. Can't wait. 7:25. ReedyLandco.com. Fishermen, get ready. We're going to talk a little smallmouth bass. Can't wait for that. Should be a great one there. Take a bunch of phone calls, text. It's the weekend. We'll get you ready for it. Scorching weekend. 96, 96, 95, and then 98 on Monday. And then some relief after that, I feel like. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to a great weekend. Getting ready with the PGA Tour, with the Major League Baseball, with the NFL weekend. Some real football being played. We'll get into it all day here on a Friday. The producer. AM in the AM, Ashby Mixon.
I don't know when this started, but I like it.
You do?
I like it. Yeah, I do.
I saw a thing with Fred Couples yesterday.
Okay.
And they said, all right, let's go over your nicknames, and we'll play it on the air maybe. And tell me if you like it or not. And he goes, yeah, Boom Boom. He goes, yeah, that started in 84. I was at whatever they called him. You know, Freddie Boom Boom Couples. Got it. And then they started calling him the Human Hammock, how lazy his swing was. Like the Minister of Tempo, one was like Fred Astaire, but there were a couple of them.
These are so good.
Yeah, and there were a couple of them. It was like, what? And he liked all of them. Several of them I'd never heard. He'd never heard.
We've had this conversation before where if you're a 3+ nickname person,
yes.
Legend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll find that. We'll play that, and I'll give you all those nicknames through all that. I'm still this Big Don around the house. I know whenever I hear Big Don, that means I hadn't done anything wrong around the house.
Things are relatively, you're in relatively good standing.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I get called, what is it? It's not Sweetheart. There's one in there. Yeah, I think it is Sweetheart. When I hear that, I'm like, oh, I have messed up. Because she's trying to ease into it or something. Or like, Sweetheart, bless your heart. You didn't know. You can't. Like the other day, I put pork. She asked me to put the meat that was in the refrigerator that we weren't going to eat for the next week in the freezer. And she told me, like, the stuff would expire and all this kind of stuff. And then, I put this pork tenderloin in there. Mm-hmm. And she said, that date's actually good till the middle of September before, because you could keep pork in. I don't know that. How the heck is a male supposed to know that? I wasn't given that gene. But anyway,
you're the
Sweetheart.
One that grills and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't look at the dates on it. I was one of Sweethearts. Whereas, I made it last night. No, she actually did last night because we had to go to practice. What did I do on the grill the other night? Anyway, that's when I get called Big Don,
nice.
When the grill's good.
Ours growing up was, when my mom was mad at me and my brother, it was Sweetie.
Sweetie.
And so to this day, if she calls either of us Sweetie, we're like, don't call us that.
So you know, like, she's prefacing it.
Ashby Sweetie? Ooh.
Yeah, she's prefacing it, let you down, like bless your heart kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweetie only came out when she was real upset.
Mm.
That's how you know, man. Moms.
I do think, though, yes, for sure. I do think, though, that we do need to name your weekly show AM in the PM.
AM in the PM?
Yep, because you got AM in the AM. Of course, you're doing everything. Have you thought about your schedule for the fall? Like, your writing?
Yes, we'll be writing.
Clemson Insider?
Yes.
3 days a week doing this show?
Mm-hmm.
1 day a week doing your own show?
Yes, I think we decided on Wednesdays.
Okay. Pre-game show on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Me and Sam are doing high school football.
High school football?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's a lot, though. That's a lot.
I would rather be busy always.
Well, as I told you, we were in the formulation of this thing when you started, and I think it's okay to get behind the curtains. I told you, like, you're writing chapters 3, 4, and 5 right now of your book. And you cannot get enough mic time. You cannot get enough air time. You cannot get enough. There's not enough writing time for you. Like, you need to do all those, and then you'll figure out where you're going through all that. But I like the fact that you're doing that. And then you'll find your passion, or you're passionate about all of them. I feel like it comes across that way. But you'll do great, and you'll figure out what you want to do. And somebody asked me, I played golf with a guy yesterday. I told you, he was complimenting you. He said, "Where's she going to be in 10 years?" And I went, "Wherever she wants to be."
Thank
you. Yeah,
that's very kind.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Thank you. Having a blast.
Yep.
Very excited.
No doubt. Had a great day yesterday.
Tell me about practice. I've been dying to hear.
Well, one thing, we got thrown a curveball yesterday because I've got the pork tenderloin out, and I've got the squash already seasoned and ready to go on the grill. Got the Traeger lighting up, and at 4 o'clock which I'm going to put it on before practice. We have a 5:30 practice. And my wife calls and says, hey, by the way, I forgot, but Drake's got piano at 4:15.
Okay.
45-minute piano lesson. So I said, all right, let's call the audible, put the stuff in the fridge. You take him there because they were about to drop him. We'd have time for him to come home and do that. Drop him off there. I pack up a baseball uniform, snacks, get Isla in the car, go there, finish, pick him up, take him to practice. Went great. We got them all in.
Teamwork.
Three hitting stations, soft toss, tee work, and then live hitting practice and base running, and it was awesome. It was really, really good.
Did Drake have fun?
Drake had a blast and is doing great and really did well. And they had 2 days of testing over there, national math and reading testing already, just to see your baseline, see where you are in your baseline thing.
Really?
Yeah, you do that the first week or two of school.
I don't remember doing that.
I don't remember either.
They've evolved since my time.
Well, I'm kind of a little bit like Vietnam. Like, I have such PTSD with school because I'm so terrible at it that I just, like, try to put it all out of my head.
What was your favorite and least favorite subject?
In school?
Yeah.
I will tell you this. The only thing that I really liked in college, I took a kinesiology class where we learned every bone and every muscle in the body.
That's cool.
That was cool. I could tell you, in college especially, if I was interested in a class, that I'd do well. If I wasn't interested, I would do terrible in it. But in high school and middle school and elementary school, I just doodled and I drew football uniforms and basketball courts and baseball stadiums. And they were talking about something. I didn't know what they were talking about because I was too busy drawing a Clemson alternative basketball uniform.
You had other things to do.
Much more important things to do.
Much more important things to do.
Just no interest at all in what they were saying.
Very understandable. I do not think you're alone in that. I love school because I'm a nerd.
Think you'll go back and do more of it?
No.
Good.
That was the thing.
That's it.
When I was done, I was done.
That was it.
I loved English and history class. That was my thing. Now, math and science, didn't love all that. I actually had to try math and science. But English, the reading, the learning about history, all that, I would look forward to every day. And then, of course, my mom's class was pretty fun, too.
You took class from her?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Was she harder on you?
No.
Okay.
She was the best, man. She's an awesome teacher.
I figured she would be.
I had her 5th and 6th grade, then she followed me on up, taught me in high school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Does she know, because there's a time when we thought that we liked her dad so much more on the show because of his sports stuff. She know we like her, too, though. We need to make sure that she knows that. I tell you, there's a bunch of stuff that came out yesterday that I was fascinated with in sports. And I don't know why this whole DJ Pickett and Jaden Daniels thing is something. But more importantly, the people that aren't named DJ Pickett and Jaden Daniels and how they have to take their sides and spin. And this is so much like politics that you're told what your platform is going to be and like you have to go defend it. And I saw, like, Ryan Clark had this thing, and I tell you, it happens all the time when someone makes a mistake. Jaden Daniels made a mistake. And this happens all the time in life is when you make a mistake, instead of saying, you know what, man, that was dumb. I apologize. It's all my fault. What can I do to make it better? Take full responsibility. That's just dumb. You have to do it. Then other people around you have to come out to your defense, and then they have to say stuff like, you know, this is a very complicated, multi-layered issue.
Always a complicated issue.
No,
not really.
This is not complicated.
Not really.
This has nothing. There's a lot of things in life that are complicated. But the idea that you selfishly didn't want somebody to wear your uniform, that's not a complicated. It's not layered. It's not complicated. It's not long back drive. There's not a whole lot of sides. It's a side that you felt disrespected because you thought you're bigger than you are, and you thought that you were bigger than LSU football. You thought you're bigger than number. And so that's what that is. And I like DJ Pickett standing for it. I said, no, man, I like this jersey. That's what I'm going to do. This is not complicated. But I love it that you get put in a situation that you have to defend these people. And Ryan Clark stuff, and I was listening to another guy on radio this morning, an LSU, former LSU football player. He's like, yeah, it's just, you know, until you're in that situation, it's really hard to comprehend. He's like, no, it's not that hard to comprehend.
Nope.
So I want to get into some of that today.
This is my segment two.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well,
fresh
I can't wait.
Fresh on my mind.
I can't wait. Let's do that. Speaking of LSU, Skip Berkman, the former baseball coach and athletic director at LSU, passes away. overnight. Five-time College Baseball Coach of the Year, two-time Baseball America Coach of the Year, seven-time SEC Coach of the Year, three-time national champion, and then was the AD there. Skip Bertman passed away at the age of 88. Thoughts, prayers to family and friends there. I do know one person close to Dan Ryder Coach. Might try to get Dan Ryder Coach on the air this morning and talk about Skip Bertman and what made him so successful on the baseball diamond. Braves were off last night, but they opened up the series with Arizona. And speaking of Arizona, got some good news. Caden Grice last night, the outing that we were looking for.
Yes, he had a good outing.
All right.
Had a great outing.
No walks?
No walks.
How many Ks?
I believe 8.
Let's go. Let's go.
Good stuff.
Hops. Let's go. Tigers shut the Guardians 3-0. Pirates pound the Marlins 13-1. Reds in an offensive slugfest beat the White Sox 9-8. Opposite, Mariners 1-0 over the Yankees getaway game.
Oh, no.
Red Sox shut out the Blue Jays 7-0. Same score, Nationals over the Cubs. Phillies beat the Twins 7-1. Angels 7-0 over the Rangers. And the Brewers beat the Dodgers 5-4. The Dodgers struggling. Brewers playing well. The FedEx Cup from yesterday, five-way tie for the lead. Michael Thorbjornsson, Jordan Spieth, Kurt Kitayama, Jake Knapp, Michael Kim, all at 500 par.
I like Jordan Spieth. Sorry. Sue me.
Yesterday's bogey free, but he hits it all over the map.
That's why I like him. I think it's hilarious.
It's exhausting.
He's going on a whole, like, plot mountain.
Yeah.
An entire second life.
Yeah.
In the course of a hole.
Wrong club, Michael.
It's hilarious.
I didn't know it, but the Twins and the Phillies had the Field of Dreams game last night.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Hits a home run. This guy, Schwarber, hits a home run in the cornfield. How about that?
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
NFL from last night. We'll talk about it, but quickly. Not that the scores matter. Bengals beat the Lions. Steelers over the Packers. Patriots and Colts tied. Cardinals over the Raiders. Chargers beat the Titans. The Texans and the Titans down the 49ers. Big news, though. Fernando Mendoza, who everybody thought, five-star, unbelievable player at Indiana. Nope. Three-star. Nobody wanted him at Cal. Anyway, Fernando Mendoza, 10 of 16, 97 yards, a touchdown, no picks.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't have an NFL team.
Did you ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a kid, Dolphins with Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, Jim Kick, Paul Warfield, Larry Little, Bob Greasy, Bob Kuchenberg, Nick Bonacani, Jake Scott. Yeah. Yeah. No name defense. Yeah. And then Don Shula. And then I tried after that. That's really my only team I pulled for growing up. My grandma took me to a playoff game, Colts and Dolphins.
Oh, that's awesome.
Got beat, cried like a baby on a bus, and people give me a hard time, Baltimore. Didn't really try on the Panthers. Never really tried on the Falcons or the Panthers. Tried a few years ago to do the New York Giants. And
wait,
the reason
that's a tough
or the reason's case is because Yankee fans are Giants fans. I tried this, and my one thing was I like the red jerseys, mm-hmm. And then they stopped wearing the red jerseys. Can't do it anymore.
Done.
So I am thinking about. I do like the Raiders uniforms. I like that, the fact that it's black and silver and there's no white trim or anything like that. The helmet's kind of cool.
You like old Kirko chains? Kirk Cousins?
No, that's the hard part. That's
Max Crosby?
No, not that's the hard part. I don't like the players, except for...
You have to like Kirk Cousins as a person.
Oh, yeah, as a person. Just not as a player. When Mendoza takes over, I might change my fandom and be a Vegas Raider fan.
I could get behind that. Right. I could get behind it for sure. Why did the Dolphins fandom stop?
They hired a bunch of knuckleheads, and I didn't like Marino. Marino's kind of a jerk.
Fair.
Good friend of mine, Jim Bundren, played with the Dolphins and told me some Marino stories, and he liked him. He's all that, but like I've always heard Marino wasn't a very good guy. Marino, came down to Clemson and Pittsburgh.
Really?
Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a great, I think it's the old Holiday Inn picture of Somebody took Dan Marino. It was a high school kid taking his visit there. And up on the marquee, it was like, "Welcome, Dan Marino." Yeah.
That's chose crazy. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So we got all that. I can't wait to do the Pickett and Daniel stuff with you in segment two.
Let's do it.
That's a lot of fun. All right. Quickly, let me tell you about, before taking a break, about Best Buy Metals, Best Buy Metal Roofing. One of the perks of this job is before I was doing radio, I would have not have known to do advertising and products and customers and how this works. The relationships we build with these people are awesome. And I love sitting down with the Best Buy Metal people and learning about them and their technology. Look, the visualizer, the home visualizer, what your home can look like with a new metal roof, and it's awesome. And then you start talking to them, and you learn more, and you go over there and you see it and learn more about the through-fastened panels that you think of a metal roofing and the standing seam panels that you kind of really cool. The metal tile roofing, that's cool. The metal shingles, that's cool. And you start learning about the durability of them, the lifetime warranty of them. You start learning about the low maintenance of them and how it all works out. And really, you want to talk about their product a little bit more. And talk about their culture as well. They're really involved in the community, which I love all that. It's Best Buy Metal Roofing. Check out their website. They're in Greenville. They're in Taylorstown. Come by and see them. BestBuyMetalRoofing.com.
Want to stay up to date with everything the Roar has to offer? Follow us on social media at The Roar FM so you never miss a live show or event. The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Sleep score is awfully important to me, maybe too much important to me because I engineered that with my Whoop band, and now I'm thinking about what's going on with my sleep score. Last night, almost a record, 86% sleep score. I got 98% of the hours needed. I got 7 hours and 6 minutes of sleep, including meeting my SWS sleep and my REM sleep. How did I do it? Duo. ES Duo mattress. Engineer Sleep Duo mattress. The very best mattress in the world. This is the finest product you will find in the mattress industry. And it's at thousands of dollars more affordable than some of the other major manufacturers. National big box brand? No. Local? Yes. See what I'm talking about. See this clean technology they have. Do this at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. And if you're outside of the area, they can deliver this thing for you, and you're going to love it. And if you're looking for guest bedrooms or, they can custom make any size for RVs or you truck drivers or motor homes, which we'll probably do on some of that hopefully in the fall. Let's think about it as well. The best mattresses in the world are made at engineeredsleep.com.
From the locker room to your living room.
A lot of guys don't play good.
Sports talk is on the Roar.
Summer in the... For sure. Sometimes you got to.
I made my decision yesterday. That's going to be a good move today as well when Josh Weir said we're going to talk Big 12 football today.
Come on.
So let's go.
Come on.
With that segment two of the Ashby Mix.
All right. We got to talk about this number five situation.
Yeah.
So for context, for anybody that maybe doesn't know what we're talking about, the other night, I saw this right before I went to bed. ESPN puts out this article late, right? And I see the notification, and I go to bed knowing this is about to blow up. So the first paragraph of said article says, an attorney representing Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels has informed LSU that it can no longer use his name, image, and likeness, according to an August 5th letter sent to Tigers athletic director, copy of which was obtained by ESPN. All right, so the quote is, the Daniels family is deeply disappointed and feels profoundly disrespected by LSU's decision to give Jaden's number to another player. Jaden and his family had every reason to believe that his number would remain a meaningful part of his LSU legacy and would be honored and protected in recognition. All right, so some thoughts. There's a few ways to look at this to me. But it all comes down to this is an immature move from Jaden Daniels.
No doubt.
It's immature because you have LSU players that have had outstanding careers, careers that people will never forget. Their jerseys aren't retired.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's jersey isn't retired
right
now.
Right.
There's one person who's ever had their jersey retired, and it's Billy Cannon. First Heisman winner, all this stuff. You can't tell a school to retire your jersey. That's like, I'm trying to think of a real life example of that. It's like asking someone to tell you how great you are. Aren't I awesome? No, you can't do that. It makes you look immature. And here's the thing. Like, you could have had a situation where that became a tradition, maybe. Maybe the best freshman on a team gets number 5, or so-and-so player, it's an honor to wear it. But now you have a situation where you look bitter.
Yeah.
You look scorned and whatever. All right, so that's side one of it, okay? That's where I stand. The other side is, okay, well, they haven't let anybody wear Joe Burrow's number, okay? Joe Burrow won a national championship, and along with the Heisman.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels went 19-7 and won the Cheez-It Bowl, ReliaQuest Bowl. Was he a great player at LSU? Yes. Is that on the same level as those other two guys? No.
No.
No. So to me, it comes down to that, first and foremost. And B, it brings up a question about retiring college jerseys, period.
So, a few things. The mistake that you make in life, often in life, is when we overvalue ourselves. We don't have the right, the self-awareness.
It's a self-awareness thing. Yep. Yeah. Totally agree.
What no one has said there is that Jaden Daniels didn't have the great year at LSU. He did.
For sure.
And phenomenal. 3,800 yards, 40 touchdowns, 4 picks. Now, again, they went, 9-3. That's great. 9-3 is good. And he had, you know, Heisman and 40-4. That's great. Oh, that's great. 1,100 yards, 10 hit 50 touchdowns because 10 rushing. That's great. No one's saying he didn't have a great career. No one said they don't love him there. The mistake you make is when you think you're bigger than something else.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels was at LSU for a year and did a great job.
Great job.
2 years or 1 year?
Two.
He did a great job.
One, two, can't remember.
And the fact is that's great, and he needs to be very proud of that. But he's not bigger than LSU, and the mistake that they always 2 years at LSU, the mistake that they always make in this situation is that the reason LSU fans adored him and loved him when he was there, and even afterwards, like they were very proud of him with his Commander debut and all that, is because he's one of us. It's about family.
He's an LSU guy.
Right. This is our family. And you know this in your own family. If we got one family member that makes it about them rather than about us, mm-hmm. then we don't look at that family member the same. We don't. When one family member thinks you're bigger than the other family members, when one family member makes it out like that you're more important or your issues are bigger or that, then then we're not going to feel the same about the family member.
Yeah.
And the bond that LSU fans have for that helmet and that jersey and that stadium and that program and those titles and those Heismans, much stronger than the bond they have with Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
And an idea that whenever you get into a dispute or any kind of win-loss situation, it's about leverage. Mm-hmm. And he didn't understand his leverage. And to the point where, and even this, and I don't know if this is him, you know, his mom's supposedly involved in his affairs.
Yeah, I think she's a little bit over-involved in his affairs.
So I get this from ESPN. This is from Mark Slaybaugh. A statement from the Daniels spokesperson. First of all, let's let him speak. He didn't have to be a Daniels spokesperson. Anyway, it says, quote, "The Daniels family is deeply disappointed and feels profoundly disrespected by LSU decision to give Jaden's number to another player." First of all, it's not Jaden's number.
Right.
It was somebody else's number before he wore it. "Jaden and his family had every reason to believe that the number would remain meaningful part of LSU legacy." Well, no one said it's not a part of the LSU legacy. Matter of fact, DJ Pickett's a terrific football player.
Yep.
He's continuing the number. And would be honored and protected in recognition of his extraordinary contributions to the university. Yeah, he won a Heisman, and yeah, but 9-3, that's not extraordinary. Pickett is
a really good player.
Really good player.
And he's going to have a really big season.
Yeah.
My dad gets in, who is the president of somebody that, like, liked Jaden a lot, but because he was at LSU, right?
Yeah.
My dad dad's a diehard LSU fan.
Yeah.
Dad says he could have been a legend in Louisiana for life and ruined it. His time was coming, but you got to wait. They would have honored him royally.
Absolutely, 100%. But now they can't.
Nope, because now this whole thing is skewed. And to be honest with you, the whole process of it was Brian Kelly offered this kid J.D. Pickett. The kid said, hey, I wear number 5. If I come to LSU, can I wear number 5? Brian Kelly said, sure.
If anybody knows anything about family, it's Brian Kelly.
Family.
Right.
The kid gets to campus, and Brian Kelly says, hey, man, actually, Jaden Daniels said he's not comfortable with you wearing 5 after he's already promised it to the kid.
Yeah.
So then Kiffin comes in, and the kid's like, hey, I was promised this. And Lane's like, yeah, okay. It's just like, I side with the kid. Like, they told him he could have it.
Yeah.
Now, if he in recruiting, they had said, no, we're going to want to retire that number, whatever. But I don't think LSU's in the wrong here at all. I really don't.
No. And Pickett's certainly not in the wrong.
No.
You overplayed your hand. You thought you're bigger than you are. You're not bigger than LSU. You're not bigger than number, not bigger than tradition. And as a result, unless there's a lot of kissing and making up to do, and that might be the big story, the coming home, and he forgives and they forgive, and they might just have this great Cinderella ending or something. There's a great Disney ending, I should say. And, oh, yeah, maybe. But at this point in time, nah.
Well, right now the conflicting thing is different reports are coming out where LSU is saying he's asked us to send him his Heisman Trophy.
Which they will not do.
And Jaden's people are saying, no, he never did that. So now there's all this conflicting information. Everybody's mad at each other. People are taking sides. So you got to reconcile a lot of different sides of this thing before you can have people feel good about him again.
Yeah.
They're not sending him that trophy, I can tell you that.
Well, it's not his. It's the school's. He gets one. The school gets one.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got his.
Right.
But he wants theirs as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Learn your role in this world, man. Learn your role in this world.
Self-awareness.
Yes,
and
self-awareness.
And here's the other thing, too. If Jaden Daniels is this wasn't his idea, and this was somebody in his, quote, camp, which is who is cited in all of these articles as his camp.
Yeah.
If that's who started this whole thing, then he needs better counsel in his life.
Well, not just that. He pays the price for somebody else's mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's his legacy, but his family or his people, whatever it might be, they're ruining his legacy by no fault of his own. He might not feel this way. Maybe he does.
Exactly. Like, if this is not his idea and this is like his mom or his agent or whatever doing this, that's like relationship ending type stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is, but it is not surprising that kind of stuff happens, especially in the me world of NIL and, you know, of transfer portal NIL now, where it's about me. I'm getting all these promises and all, you know, all that. Now, all of a sudden, well, you're not there anymore. Now we're not supposed to promise and all that. So anyway, it's interesting. It's very interesting. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Let's open up the phone lines. Love to hear from you. NFL from last night, rest of NFL for this weekend, some Clemson stuff. They were laking it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So no football stuff yesterday. But we can still talk some football. I wonder who had the best Sea-Doo experience yesterday. We can break that down.
Dabo Sweeney was getting after it, man. I saw him jump off that cliff like 17 times.
Yeah. And looking, and I'm sure Dabo watches like the Wild World of Sports where they did the cliff dive, and he's like, I think I could do that too.
100%.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Love to hear from you. Let's do it when we come back. Adams Grove for text line 654-ROAR. Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Friday edition, much more to this.
Scrolling again? Well, you might as well follow us while you're at it. Find The Roar on X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Roar FM to get even more content from all your favorite hosts. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Double dog video. We did it. We loved it. A lot of companies are doing it and loving it. When you need a video, and you can tell who needs videos or not, the ones that have the best videos and the ones that are making sales and the ones that are driving clients to their website and how proud they are of their videos, all that is working. And you can tell the people that really love and put money and effort and time into it Well, Double Dog Video does a great job. They write it, they videography, they edit it, and they give you a great product to the point where if you don't like their product, then you take the Double Dog Dare, and that is that you give it back and they give your money back. The issue there is that no one's ever done that before. Go work with the company that has the flexibility to work with you and your time. You know, they're going to work around your schedule and want to tell your story and get it out professionally, get it done right. Can't go wrong with it. Need that next video. Go to DoubleDogVideo.com.
The games may end, but the opinions never stop.
You're totally off base on this.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore, co-owner of Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn. Summer is here, and every cookout, pool day, and road trip deserves a better snack option. Poppington's is popped fresh in Greenville using real beef tallow from our family farm, never seed oils, for a rich flavor and perfect crunch you can feel good about. Find us in downtown Greenville at all AMPM Farms Butchery and Market locations or order online at poppingtons.com. Poppington's Gourmet Popcorn, proudly owned, proudly popped.
While we
subject with you for a while, and what better time to do it? This number situation.
Yes.
I've got a solution. I'm a solutions person.
Yes.
And I look, this is just my opinion, obviously. There should be no number retired in any sport. I'm so sick of this. Wouldn't you love it, or maybe not, I don't know, wouldn't you love it to see Aaron Judge with number 7 out there?
Yes.
Hey, Mickey Mantle was a great number 7. Hey, Aaron Judge, maybe he could be a better number 7.
Yes.
The Yankees have took it to an extreme, and other teams have too. The Red Sox said none of these players can wear their previous great players' jerseys. I think it's silly. Just because you wear the number doesn't mean that previous player is going to be forgotten. I remember they retired Jackie Robinson's number across baseball. Mariano Rivera was the last player to wear 42.
Yep.
There were a lot of players that wanted to wear that number to honor Jackie Robinson. But you can't now. And why is that? Because of some ridiculous rule. If you just said, we're not going to retire numbers anymore, we're going to do away with that, wouldn't it be cool, Mickey, to
totally
see number 3 in the outfield or another number 2 at shortstop for the Yankees?
Totally agree. You retire the jersey, don't retire the number.
Thank you.
The Yankees now, get this, the Yankees retirement, right?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 16, 20, 21, 23, 32, 37, 42, 44, 46.
Yeah.
51.
Yeah.
49, 51.
You got area.
Yeah.
You got entire area codes in that list. I
mean, yes.
This is getting, it's beyond ridiculous. But we knew this was going to happen with this NIL stuff and with this stuff.
Yep.
It was bound to happen, and, of course, it would happen at LSU. But I'll get off of here, but I'm just saying, no number retired.
I love it. Solutions guy.
We all love nostalgia. We all love nostalgia. We all love to remember players. We're not going to forget a player just because a new player goes out there to center field with number 7 on his jersey.
To say, hey, if you're an outfielder in an organization, if you play well enough, we'll let you wear number 7.
Agree.
You earn number 7.
That's fine too, but
yeah.
Make it available. Make it available if they think your potential and you've shown your potential is great and they think you can do it.
Yep.
That's great. And hey, if you don't live up to it, the next guy can give it a shot.
Yep, 100%. Love it.
All right, man.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate the phone call. Love it. I mean, you cannot wear a single digit New York Yankees now.
That's when we know it's gone too far.
Do you know these numbers?
Single.
No,
numbers.
All the Yankee retired jerseys.
Tell me.
I mean, I'm going to tell you the number. You tell me the player.
No.
You can't?
No. I'll do it. All
number
right?
one?
Number one. No, you're going to know better than me.
Oh, I already know. I mean, I'm looking at the list now. I knew him anyway, but I need the list now. Billy Martin.
Okay.
2, Derek Jeter. 3. Well, you know 2.
Yeah, I know
Derek Jeter. Okay, 3.
Is 3 Mickey Mantle?
Babe Ruth.
4. Sorry, guys. Mickey, I don't know.
Lou Gehrig, 5, Joe DiMaggio, 6, Joe Torre, 7, Mickey Mantle, 8, both Bill Dickey and Yogi Berra, 9, Roger Maris, 10, Phil Rizzuto, 15, Thurman Munson, my guy, 16, Whitey Ford, 20, Jorge Posada, 21, Paul O'Neill, 23, Don Mattingly, 32, Elson Howard, 37, Casey Stengel, 42, Mariano Rivera, 44, Reggie Jackson, 46, Andy Pettit, 49, Ron Guidry, 51, Bernie Williams.
Mickey.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers.
It is.
Can you ever forgive me for my lack of
no?
Yankees
you're not a Yankee fan.
Knowledge.
You're not a Yankee fan, so that's okay. I'll allow that. Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines. Arthur in Knoxville, Tennessee. Good morning, Arthur. How you doing?
Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are too.
Clemson's defense, with the safeties they got and some of the defensive linemen, the defense should be much better than last year.
I think so. Not as good up front. Maybe more productive up front because they were talented but not productive. But definitely on the back end. You know, Clemson was really good last year defensively in a couple of areas, and we forget about that. But the problem was they gave up the big plays in the secondary and the back end, and that really hurt them. And the South Carolina game is a great example of that. But so, you know, think the thought there is that the secondary and the back end gets better, then the overall defense can get better.
When you're on offense with Johnson, as fast as he is, don't you just get the ball to him and let him create?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Whatever that comes to.
Yeah, to a certain extent. You get him the ball, you get it to him different ways. I just don't know if physically he can handle 15 touches a game. I'm thinking that 10 touches a game would be great. But, yeah, because if he touches it 10 times, odds are that maybe one of those he houses it, you know? So maybe.
Is he faster than Spiller was?
I don't know that. Spiller track speed. I have to look at track speed. Spiller was a track athlete, too. I don't know. In that same category. I don't know, though. It's a good question. I mean, he's not as shifty as Spiller was. Not as good as Spiller was. But.
Says he's fast. Chris Johnson's faster.
Really?
The 4.24 is real, yeah.
Okay. All right. CJ got disrespected.
I heard y'all maybe last week say something that Phil Pott, Roy got a new – partner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see my phone very good.
Yeah.
So I can't read any of those little tidbits they have. Can you tell me who that is?
Is it Orlovsky? Is that who he's working with? It's the big guy. Let me look that up for you. I will get that to you for sure. Can you find that for me? His new guy. But the guy's like 6'7". And for Roy, man, like that's not a good matchup. We got to match him up somehow, some way. We got to get him a stoop or something out that way on camera. So, do we know
Brock Osweiler?
Brock Osweiler will be his guy.
Okay, yeah. He's quarterback.
Yes, former quarterback. Yep, Arizona State, now, and then played Broncos, Texans, Browns, and Dolphins. 6'7", 240.
That's a big man.
Will he have a particular conference he does, or just all over?
We need to get him back on again and ask about that. Normally they do, yeah, some conference stuff, the same conference stuff, or a time slot thing. Like he might be the noon ESPN2 guy. He might be the 3:30 ESPN2 guy. You kind of get used to that. The dude would still move him around from a geographical standpoint, but a lot of those are like their home base kind of stuff. But when we get him on, we'll ask him about assignments and what all that looks like for him for sure.
Now, I was going to say that I know that I hear Scott, his wife had open heart surgery.
Yeah.
I've had that.
Really?
I had open heart surgery. I've had cancer.
Yeah.
And I lost my vision in my eye. So I've been through it.
Of those, I mean, I hate to rank, but of those three, like what was the hardest, what was the most difficult climb getting back?
The cancer was without a doubt when they cut my kidney out.
Mm.
That was physically the hardest.
Yeah.
Losing my vision is the hardest because it's an everyday.
Yeah, now it's a longer lasting
thing.
And
I'm losing my vision in my other eye. So
how's your heart now though after the post surgery? Is that the one that's better?
My heart is great.
Great.
Yeah. I quadruple bypass.
Oh, gracious.
So it's four.
Do you kidney-wise now, do you do dialysis?
I don't, but I'm right on the edge. I've been on the edge ever since I had it took out, and every time something happens, you always think that it could be the worst. But
yeah.
I'm here because God has me.
No doubt.
And I'm not going anywhere until he calls my name.
That's right. I love it.
And that's a fact.
Yeah. I always love hearing from you, buddy. And keep us up to date with that. And we always love informing you about it and love hearing from you.
Great to talk to you.
You too, Arthur. Take care of yourself. I mean, that's a three big deals. Open heart surgery, kidney removal, and blind in one eye and going blind the other one. Ashby, what that tells you is the importance of what we do, because we are a deterrent from the real stuff, man. It's like we get all caught up in third down conversions and all caught up in free throw percentages and all caught up in on-base percentages. And, man, we get upset about it. But all that is this diversion. That guy's living just trauma and adversity and uphill battles every day of everyday life. And so sports, we can divert a little bit and provide a little bit of fun and a little bit of sense of silliness sometimes, and just overall take your mind off of it.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, yeah. It's what we do. It's why we're here, man. I used to think it was really, really serious. You know, sports is not serious.
Sports fun.
Yes, it's a hobby. And we should take it as fun and enjoy. Let's take a break. When we come back, open phone line segment before Big 12 football talk. I've got 1,000 Big 12 questions for Josh Williams. I think the Big 12 is fascinating this year. And I tell you this, I'm not picking Texas Tech to win it. I don't think Josh is picking Texas Tech to win it. I'm not as high on Texas Tech as everybody else is. I think everybody thinks it's going to be plug and play, and I don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay.
I like it. I detect that we might have a little debate here. I'd love for you to come back, Ashby and Mickey, hour number two, when you return right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters.